Good morning, Daniel. I hope you're well. I have some exciting news to share about Velocity Composites and their new facility in Alabama.
Morning, Emma. Go on, I'm intrigued. What's the big news?
Velocity Composites have just completed the first composite production kits at their new advanced manufacturing facility in Alabama.
I see, so this is a significant step for them. What does this mean in the bigger picture?
Well, this milestone supports the signing of a 5-year work package agreement with GKN Aerospace in the US, expected to be worth over $100 million in revenue over 5 years.
Wow, that is some major commitment from GKN. How did Velocity achieve this?
It's the result of an intensive period of training, audits, and approvals. In November last year, they achieved approval of the AS9100 RevD quality management system.
Right, and then what happened next?
They went through several prime customer audits during December 2022 and early January 2023. This led to full customer audit approval and authority to proceed with first article manufacture.
I see. What exactly is first article manufacture?
It's a critical verification step by the customer. It shows that the site fit out, infrastructure, processes, procedures, and quality and transfer plans meet the required standards.
Right, so Velocity exceeded the required standards.
Yes, the detailed first article plan agreed with the customer can now be implemented. One of every kit will be manufactured, delivered, and verified before sustained volume production.
That sounds like a thorough process. How does this lead to full production?
It will happen on a program-by-program basis. This leads to the phased transfer of all kits to Velocity Supply. The final program is scheduled to be completed this financial year.
And then full rate production starts either at or before next financial year.
Exactly. John Bridges, the CEO of Velocity Composites, said this is a major milestone for their expansion into North America.
What did he have to say about the team effort?
He praised the entire Velocity team in the US and UK for working hard to deliver a fully operational site, a well-trained team, and a plan ready to start delivering flying products to their launch customer.
That's great to hear. How does the new facility help with future growth?
The site will become a launch hub for other customer contracts. High-level business development activities are already underway with several potential large customers.
So Velocity is positioning themselves well for future contracts. What does John Bridges think about their business model?
He says the customer and industry approvals of this new showcase facility further endorse that their business model, processes, and technology are world-class in their industry.
That's quite a big claim, right?
It is, but having a capable advanced manufacturing site in North America with significant capacity to grow backs up that claim.
So this is not just about one customer, they're looking to expand their reach.
Exactly. The new facility supports targeted business development activities and offers the potential for significant growth.
That's impressive. It shows a lot of confidence in their operations and future.
Definitely. Velocity's achievement in Alabama is a major milestone that highlights their capabilities and positions them well for future success.
Thanks for the update, Emma. This is definitely a story to watch as it unfolds.
Agreed. We'll keep our listeners updated on Velocity's progress and how this impacts the Northwest aerospace industry.